Last week, I enjoyed a 14-mile hike around Mount Tam and the western trails around Muir Woods. While hiking, I heard the unmistakable pounding of a large woodpecker. Super excited, my companion and I immediately stopped to try and find the source, and were rewarded with an up-close view of the largest living woodpecker in North America, the pileated woodpecker. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This is Bay Birds. Pileated woodpeckers are barely smaller than an American crow and easily identifiable. Its body and wings are mostly black, and it has a long neck with white line that starts at its bill and runs along its cheek and on down its neck. Although hard to see, the males have a red mustache-like stripe on the side of their face, but both the males and females have that unmistakable red crest upon their heads. I believe it is that bright red crest that helped inspire that old cartoon character, Woody Woodpecker. But unlike their cartoony counterpart, pileated woodpeckers aren't really much of a menace. In fact, in the nature world, they could be considered more akin to habitat developers. Pileated woodpeckers excavate sizable rectangular holes in trees for nesting, roosting, and feeding. They'll actually sleep in roost cavities since it provides shelter from inclement weather and predators. And they create multiple entrances to allow for alternate escape routes. Once they abandon a cavity, many other birds and small mammals move in and use these spaces for shelter. Even their feeding excavations become a buffet for other birds. To reach their favorite foods, they scale the bark off trees and create excavations that expose ant galleries. While chiseling away, pileated woodpeckers use their long tail to brace themselves against the tree trunk. Then they use their long tongues to catch and extract ants from tunnels. Many other birds will come to explore the exposed menu of insects. Pileated woodpeckers tend to be found in mature, coniferous, and deciduous forests, specifically in forests with numerous snags or dead trees in which to excavate. The loud, deep, conch-like sound you hear when one is hammering away at an old dead tree is quite unforgettable, as is their distinctive bugle-like call. And although uncommon, pileated woodpecker populations are broadly distributed throughout North America, and for the most part, they tend to be year-round residents. Combine this lack of travel with their monogamous nature, and you'll find mating pairs together year-round, and males continuing to defend their territories year-round. To declare their territory, male pileated woodpeckers make a drumming sound by striking their bill on a hard surface, such as a tree or utility pole, if that happens to be nearby. It was that sound that alerted me on my hike that a pileated woodpecker might be nearby. Although pileated woodpeckers are not considered a species of concern, they are a protected species, and since it depends on mature forests, human activity that threatens or removes these habitats threatens their survival. We are very fortunate to have these remarkable birds living throughout the mature woodlands of Marin. And if you'd like to try and catch a glimpse yourself, set out on a trail and head for the old growth. We'll be keeping our fingers crossed for you. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.